So, first of all, then, in terms of team news, is everybody fit and available for this one?
Not available. Everyone's fit, though. From the 18 that we had last week, three who were cup-tied, Billy Painter, unfortunately, and two of the young lads, Elliot Whitehouse and Callum McFadzean.
Presumably, though, everybody wants to play in this one.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's going to be a difficult one to pick, as the team is most weeks, when you've got those sorts of numbers vying. They all want to start and all want to play.
It's a situation where you've come off the back of an excellent performance, but perhaps not quite, well, certainly not the result you would have wanted in the end, but still plenty to take from that going into a game of this size.
Yeah, there is. I think our last two home performances have given sort of a little bit of a pattern of how we want to play at home. Great performance against Tranmere, three goals, 2-2 against Bradford, could have easily been a 4-5-0 touch. Didn't favour us on the day. But some of the attacking play, I think we ended up with 29 shots in the game, which is a brilliant achievement, one every nearly 3 minutes. So an awful lot to take from that. And teams won't get 25-yard deflected goals against us every week. And even the second one's come off George and fallen right. I think it's hit Hansen on the way in as well. So an element of misfortune with both. But it was more about how we played. Some of the attacking play was, and the intent to go forward was great.
And how close was that to the standard you would want then in that part of a game then to what you want from the team going forward?
I thought it was pretty close. We'd like a little bit more quality in the final third to convert some of those chances and some of the positions we got into goals. So even if it goes against us and we happen to concede a couple, unluckily, we can still go and get another one or two ourselves, as we so nearly did.
As you approach this game against Fulham, yes, there's a lot of razzmatazz. I mean, there's tons of media here today. There's a big focus on it. But in terms of Sheffield United's season, arguably the bigger game is on Wednesday night against Peterborough. Does that influence your team selection for this one?
No, not at all. But they are, in terms of our season, Wednesday, Saturday, Peterborough and Crewe are more important games for us. So no, it doesn't. No, all we can do is pick the team for this one, try and get a positive result in this one, and then we'll deal with Peterborough afterwards.
Just to change tack for a moment, in terms of activity in the loan window, where are you at right now? How are things progressing?
Yeah, we're close. We're very close to getting John Brayford in till the end of the season, which would be a particularly good signing for us. Coming down from the Premier League as well, we know all about John. We've worked with him from when he was 16 years old at Burton. So great player, great lad to have around. So we're be delighted if we get that one over the line. And then on a permanent basis, we're somewhere down the line with getting Stefan Skugel from Livingston.
Right, Brayford then. What qualities does he bring to the fold? How do you see him fitting into the picture here?
Well, he covers anywhere across the back four and even plays in midfield as well. We know we're a bit light on defenders. He's just a very good all-round player. But his desire and the drive that he has, that's what's got him. Got in the move and got him to a Premier League club. So when you start in Burton's youth team at 16 and then you find yourself in the Premier League less than 10 years later, you're doing something right.
It's been unfortunate for him because they paid big money for him and then within no great sort of time whatsoever they'd brought in Theophile, and then he gets the nod straight away.
At the time, probably Malky thought he's coming in even as cover, but then he got an opportunity to sign another person in his position. And I think there's maybe a couple ahead of him at the moment. And even though they do carry these big squads, John's unfortunately just found himself surplus.
In the past, when we've been talking about other potential loan signings, you've said that if you get a loan signing in now, it's their kind of shop window to try and win a longer-term contract here. Does the same apply here?
Not with John. The contract he's on at Cardiff might be a little bit beyond us at this time. But it's brilliant that we've just got him for the 3 or 4 months, really. And then you never know if things go well. There might be an opportunity to do something similar next season.
How important was it for you to have more options at the back there? Because Sheffield United really, I suppose, have been lucky. There's been no major injury to any of the first choice four defenders.
Yeah, we've been lucky, I think, throughout the side. Really, and throughout the squad, but certainly in the defensive positions. And but you look at Matt Hill at getting on, 32, 33 now, and with the amount of games we've got coming up, he's played so many in the last month or two anyway, that he's going to need a breather, as most people are at some point, and that's without suspensions and injuries kicking in as well. So, yeah, we could probably do with another defender as well coming in.
Do you expect that to happen before the weekend then?
No, I think we were close to getting somebody in, but it fell through, so we would hope to pick it up again next week.
Right. And Skugel, to focus on him, what qualities will he bring? When do you feel that will be done?
We hope we're trying to get it done in time for the cup game. It's just a little bit more complicated because both need international clearance with them being cross border. So, but if we can get it sorted out, he'll be involved. He'll be on the bench on Sunday.
You think that much of him to throw him into a game like that if it all works?
In the 18 certainly, and get him involved as soon as possible. Really, we're looking at him for next season. But the idea to get him in now is to get him some game time, get him settled in the area, his surroundings and everything, getting used to everything. And then when he comes back pre-season, early July, it won't all be new to him.
And presumably what you said about him before, get used to the physicality of the Championship if he's only a slight player, a player of slight build.
Oh, he's slight, yeah, very slight. But if you ever go and watch the games in Scotland and go and watch how he gets knocked about and whacked every week in the I think they call it the Scottish Championship now. Scottish football is much, much more physical than English football. Mm. So if he can survive and play in that, then he'll be fine in England.
So that's two, hopefully pending. What about the striker then? How are things getting on there?
Yeah, we're still looking and we've made a few inquiries. But I think not the cup withstanding, you know, we've got Billy Painter, we've got Chris Porter, we've got Sean Miller and we've got Jose Baxter. So we've still got four, so it's not absolutely desperate. If we can get one, the right one, then we'll take them.
Craig Davis at Bolton, is he on that list?
No, that's a new one to us as well, I'm afraid. You keep throwing these names in.
Until January the 31st, there'll be a few more probably.
Yeah, keep throwing them in, I'll keep knocking them back.
Right. So what players we have spoken about before who have been on lists, etc., Connor Salmon, John Stead at Huddersfield, are they still options for you right now?
Yeah, not so much with getting Billy Painter in, you know, the big sort of striker. I think Connor Salmon will probably be beyond us and want to stay in the Championship. And John Stead, with having Chris Porter and Billy Painter, I think he's quite similar. So it would be something, a point of difference, probably.
I assume the player you were alluding to before that just missed out on was Harris, was it, at Blackpool, and him not coming here?
Yeah, it was, yeah, with the change of manager at Blackpool this week, and that's been put on hold, but we would hope to pick that one up.
Right. Could you pick that up before the end of the month then, when Blackpool have sorted themselves out?
Either way, it's just the ball's totally in their court. You know, we'd agreed a deal in principle with them, and then the change of manager happened, and the new manager wants to keep him around for a while.
So, another big FA Cup tie against the Premier League team. Can you do it again?
We certainly can. There's no reason why we can't. It's going to be a bit more difficult this time. Because we're at home, the expectations are a little bit higher. There's none at all that's going to Villa Park. People are saying, you know, even suggesting that, you know, not favourites, but, you know, they're suggesting that an upset's on the cards. So, but it would be that. We've got to remember they are two leagues above us and the quality that they have throughout their squad of 25. And the fact they've got a game, 48 hours later at Swansea, might affect the team selection, we don't know. But they'll still have enough quality on display to hurt us on the day.
And that's testament, probably, isn't it? Not just to the result, which was eye-catching enough, but really the performance against Villa at Villa Park, that maybe the expectation level and the bookmakers aren't quite so sure for this one.
Yeah, and it is down to the performance, the fact it wasn't a fluke at Villa Park and the way we played, and they're thinking, well, if we can play like that away from home, the last two home performances have been good. Maybe we can repeat it, but a lot will depend on Fulham and how they approach the game. We know that because if they are 100% at it and play well on the day, there might not be too much we can do about it.
It's an interesting scenario, isn't it? Because they, in Premier League terms at least, are struggling. So I suppose if you look at it positively, it might have a few fragile minds in there if you get at them.
Yeah, no matter what your league you're in, if you're losing, then it affects confidence, you know. We've generally arrested the losing feeling that we've had. But, you know, doubts always creep in when you're not winning matches. Mm.
They're a team right now that have, well, several real star players right now. Do you expect to see at least some of them at Bramall Lane at the weekend?
Not sure, honestly. You look through the squad of 25 and, you know, people forget about Tirapt, who's there, who hasn't featured at all this season, who in most teams, certainly in the Championship, would be classed as a star player. So, you know, you've still got to deal with people like him if he plays. But, you know, your Berbatovs and everything, and, you know, if he doesn't play, Bent will play.
It's not bad, is it? You took a lot of credit for the performance, as I mentioned before, and the way you played. Can you approach this one in the same way, if you like? Because you really took the game to Villa down there, and that probably caused them a bit of surprise, didn't it? Being at home, do you approach it similarly if you get what you want, if you like, out of Fulham?
Yeah, we're going to. I think hopefully you've seen in the as the performances progress and improve, I think you've seen the way that we want to, home and away, take the game to the opposition. The way we started the game at Walsall and at Notts County, we couldn't quite sustain it away from home, but we did against Bradford for large periods, and we did against Tranmere. So second half against Oldham we did. So it's improving, but that's how we do want to play. We want to play positively. I don't think we're a sit-back-and-soak-up-the-pressure team. Maybe even a couple of months ago we did at Bristol City and places we had to, but I hope we've even improved since then.
Are you looking forward to experiencing Bramall Lane in what is actually a real big occasion, given the opposition, given the late stage of the cup that you're in right now?
Yeah, we've experienced it over the years anyway, but it'd be nice to experience it on our side. And I thought it was a great atmosphere on Saturday against Bradford. The fact they brought a good following, I think, improves the atmosphere as well. So if Fulham bring good support, we've got the majority of the home fans there. I hope we can just put on another good performance for them. That's what we said before, Billy, you know, make them proud of the performance. Sometimes you can't control the result. You know, you can play well, like we did Saturday, get two deflected goals against you. And the majority of the crowd, I think, still, you know, applaud the team when they go off. So that's the sort of reaction that we'd like.
Do you view this as for players and a chance for them to perhaps make a name for themselves and re-establish Sheffield United's name, not locally, but in the national picture? The media circus today is huge, bigger than normal. Win it, it'll be even bigger.
Yeah, it will. And it's a small part of the incentive of winning the game. The main thing is the glory of the victory, and that's what Villa Park, for that it brought. But the financial rewards of the day and also the next game against Fulham. But it's the you know, the feeling inside that you get of being involved. And I think that was shared with the supporters as well. We all had a very, very special day at Villa Park.